Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to episode 61. Thank you, as always. What is going on today? We're talking about Gwyneth Paltrow and a new product that she's got out. We're talking about Greggs, and we reviewed their latest vegan offering, plus the biggest sandwich in the world. Literally. It's all coming up in the Brownlow. Shall we start?
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome to episode 61. 61. You know what? You want to know the symbolism of the number 61?
Is that going to happen?
What I think everyone's slightly done with it.
No, yeah. They're not bored of it. See, that's where you're going wrong, Kedge, because the power of numbers. Mm. Numbers are around us all the time.
I think everyone is now falling off the vegan bandwagon. I was going to say vegan.
I was falling off the vegan bandwagon.
I think people are. I think generally people are like, you know what? I need cheese.
No, yeah, maybe.
I do need cheese. Though.
Yeah, see, everybody needs cheese.
Yeah, everyone needs
that's
cheese.
That's a given. Yeah. But that's got nothing to do with numerology and the power of numbers and the symbolism.
Go on then.
There are signs around us all the time.
Hang on, can I go first then?
Oh, what
do you know about 61?
What do you know about 61?
61 was the bus I got on when I finished school.
Oh, see, symbolic. Now, what does
61?
That tell you?
Really?
See, now,
well, no, it wasn't the bus I got on, but like, do you know at the bus stop, two buses came, half got on the 61, half got the 320.
Right.
Wow. But so it's just, it's that when I was 61, I was like,
why is it
back
the
to
bus,
secondary school?
Why is it the bus when you finish school and not when the bus when you go to school?
Because it comes from a different way. The 320, like I got on the 320.
Hold on, buses going both routes. Buses going route in two directions.
No, they're going different.
No,
do you see what I mean? It's a different bus route.
He didn't
go
on a 61.
But it was that one that was always there.
His best friend went on the 61.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, look
so that's when the dosti was storing it.
Two brothers.
Yeah.
United in classrooms, divided by buses.
That's what the 61 reminds me of. Yeah.
Oh, so the 61 was that bus.
Yeah, it was a school bus. Like, do you know, like, I still see it and I'm like, oh, school bus. Like when I'm in my area, do you know what I mean?
See, now I wonder, okay, now I'm trying to find the symbolism.
I've got 61 house points.
Wait for your one. Hold on. We just got to analyse this 61.
Oh, analyse.
No, there's no analyse.
No, there is.
That's it.
You, see, that's where you're...
It goes from Bromley North to Chislehurst.
No, you got to read into it.
So okay, that's it. No. Stagecoach or whatever
so,
it is.
Okay, so 61 symbolises a path that's not meant for you. Do you see what I mean?
Always, yeah.
Like, I'm trying to be...
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I'll get, yeah,
61.
Right.
This, whatever...
The path you don't know about.
Maybe whatever happens this week to you, it should be things you're saying no to. Because 61 is not for you.
Okay,
do you know what
I mean? Yeah.
I'm trying to go that. Now, Kedge, over to you.
My record, sort of accumulation of house points was 61.
So, okay, sorry, we all went to, like, regular schools. So,
what
by house
hell
points...
What is house points?
Come on, you got guys.
Were you
must.
Speeding in the house?
You must have had house points.
What is house points?
I guess it's like little like stickers.
House parties.
You know we got smiley stickers from the teacher in your book.
Like a star or something.
Yeah, star like that. Yeah, things like that. Kedge, you got house points.
So we would get house points.
Could you exchange us for money?
No. You have a chart and it's right. Everyone's got their own chart. So you get house points depending on how good your work was or if you did something well for the teacher.
Yeah. Okay.
You'd get one, two,
if
or three.
You did something for the teacher.
There you go.
I was very good at helping out the teachers.
Yeah.
Sure you were.
So that was it. And then, so you were in houses, obviously. So I was in...
What's the name of yours?
Wellington.
Wellington.
And there was the other one was Nelson, blue and red. I was red. Nelson was blue.
Oh, Liverpool, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, unfortunately. And then obviously all your house points would be then added to the total for Wellington, and then it would be the big shield who won the shield at the end of the term.
Wow. Did you win the shield? Did you and your
it
boys?
It was always Nelson who won it, you know.
Those but darn we were always
very good at sports day, so we would always accumulate a lot of house points on sports day.
So that when you scored 61?
No, in a week, I got 61.
That's your record?
That was my record, yeah. Mm. And I got a mention in an assembly.
Well, there you go. And for you, this is a successful,
smashed
symbolic
so, yeah,
week.
It was.
And you got a mention on the podcast.
This has got...
And he got mentioned on the podcast.
Today, like
yeah,
right
exactly,
now. Yeah, exactly.
See?
I think he gets...
Them years ago.
He gets quite a lot of mentions.
I was going to say, it's my podcast.
You do realise he's on every week.
Was he?
Yeah. Well done, Kedge.
Thank
you're invited to the podcast because of your 61 house
Thank
point.
You. I feel honoured.
You can stay.
Oh,
okay?
Brilliant.
No, 61, the symbolism.
Here we go.
There's a couple of things I've got on it. You may have heard of Route 61. the most famous Route 61 in America. It is 1,400 miles long as a highway. 14, get your head around that. That's 1,400 miles.
I'd like to do that one.
Yeah, I wouldn't go.
And it goes from New Orleans to Wyoming, right? It's a big, long motorway. There's been albums about it. There's been songs about it.
Wyoming, is that in China?
No, Wyoming. No, yeah. It's not. It's in Minnesota, I think it is.
Some sort of nasty...
No, you don't want to know that coronavirus business. No. So there's that, 61. And 61 is also, and you'll like this, for reasons that we probably can't get into too much detail
Why
about.
Why do I think this is going to be rude?
Yeah,
no,
go on.
No,
just say it. Rude.
No, that's not 61, is it?
No, I just...
Shows how rubbish you are in bed.
You started Hello, smiling. Darling.
Would you like a 61?
That would confuse people. That would be a brilliant line to start with.
You're so tight that you'd give him a 61.
Yeah. Haven't quite managed to get that far yet. I'm saving up for it.
No, 61 is the dialing code, international dialing code for?
For, hold on, New Zealand.
Close.
Australia.
Yes.
Wow. Australia, I don't know why I went with that. And I don't even know
How do you know that? Do you work for Lebaro or something? You sell SIM cards in the day.
Lebaro? You mean the cheapest network? I know that because I came across that because you know there's some things that we're planning with Australia for later this year.
Yes, we
potentially.
Are.
I mean, it's all very early days, but you know, I'm just saying. So 61 darling.
Wow.
So it's very, for me.
0061.
So it's a long road. We're going to go the distance. Mm. We're going to the other side of the world. This is going to be an international, all-encompassing podcast. It's feel good. I'm telling you, it's a success. There's routes to avoid, top scoring house points. I think it's only negative for you, Satch. So you're going to, I feel like now, energy-wise,
I was going
to
say,
you're going to be the negative one today.
I am actually.
See, I can tell from his face.
There's been a beam up on it this week.
Straight in.
Straight in.
Let me lift the hood.
It's there. Trust me.
Let the bee out. Go on. We are here for
you. How can you sense this from me? That's what I don't understand.
I'm not sensing it. The numbers are saying it, Satch.
Well, it was the, this, it's been a busy week this week. We've done loads of stuff. And, I'm fed up. Like, number one is I'm vegan. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm still doing it.
Yeah.
Which
well
is
done.
Good. Yeah, like, do you know what I mean?
Not so long
that's
to go.
Cool. We're going out to places to eat.
You and the missus.
Me and the missus. But like we're going for other occasions and stuff like that.
Yeah, so birthday parties, all of that shebang.
Is she being vegan as well, by the way?
No, she's not.
Right, okay.
But it's fine. Like,
she's vegetarian.
Oh, she's half there. It's just, I can't deal with paying a lot of money for rubbish food.
Okay, so that's the moan.
That's what it is.
So you're going to these, like fancy places.
It was a fancy place.
Right.
Five star.
And the food.
Oh, it was just.
Describe the food. I mean, what about the food? Why was it rubbish?
Because it tasted like it was from the day before.
No,
you've just touched a nerve with Kedge. We know how much he hates day before food.
What, do you went to a proper restaurant? One of those proper, mate, swanky
proper
ones.
Proper.
So,
and it was Indian
just,
food.
Indian food, and it was just. But you know what? I haven't got an issue with paying lot of money for good food.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, all of us love our food, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, do you mind me asking, how much does this meal come to? Yeah. How much did it come
for
to?
For the both of us, about 130,
Shut up,
quid.
Bro.
Yeah.
130 quid.
Yeah.
I would expect them to, feed me for that much money.
And Satch doesn't drink.
I don't drink.
That's not a 30, 40 pound bottle of wine, bit of champagne rolling out. That is
a lot of money. How many courses was that?
No, it was just like.
I'd expect 61 courses.
Yeah. No, there weren't 61 courses. It was like one course, and I thought, do you know what? I don't even want more. Like, they were like, do you want more? And I was like,
I'm with you, though. It drives me nuts. I remember going to someone's birthday party. They had in a swanky restaurant. This is back in the day when you're still like in your first job after university. You haven't got a lot of money.
Mm. Yeah.
And I've gone, why have you decided to do this?
Yeah.
And it was all posh, and, you know, he was a little bit because he was loaded. And I went, I didn't have a good time.
No.
The food was disgusting.
Yeah.
Mm. And I was £80 per head. It was a lot of money, £80 to splash out like that. I mean, I'm with you, actually. I understand why you're so upset today.
My brother-in-law had his 50th birthday at some fancy Indian place in London.
Mm. What is fancy Indian anyway?
Tamarind. And and the canapes were £5
a pop.
Shut
up. Shut up.
Not all of them.
£5 for a canapé? Like, that is ridiculous.
You come,
there is I'm sorry. There is no way. Bring any chef you want. There is no way. So I am going to pay £5 for one golgappa.
Yeah, that was about to say. Or daipuri or something like that.
Yeah. They were some little poxy pot of bear.
I ain't going to lie. They were tasty. They were tasty.
It's sebamra. It's Rice Krispies you put in there. I'm sorry. I'm getting sebamra is what we call it in dry. It's just like rice puffs, isn't it?
Sebamra.
You've whacked in a bit of chutney there and you're, what, giving it for £5?
I'm just saying. That's but I tell you the other thing that I think is overrated is that restaurant that's named after a sound effect.
Don't start.
Do you remember when we went there with the omelette? Right, they brought out the omelette, and the omelette was like yesterday's omelette. Yeah. And I went, sorry, so this omelette feels like it's like reheated.
What about?
And bring a fresh one, and exactly the same.
Their chili cheese toast. That toast looked like I've been sitting there for hours.
However,
the cheese had gone hard.
However, the breakfast naan is phenomenal.
Yes, that was.
See, I'm going to say another thing that's a bit controversial.
Go on.
Because I know this guy loves it. Masala zone. It's not really for me.
No, really?
It's not really for me.
No, I think that's different.
I go there because of you. Like, I know Kedge likes it.
For a central London place, it's very good.
Yeah.
It's good. No, it's good.
No, but I'll put the defence up for that. And that is that their pani puri is, I've taken people from India there. Singers and all of that kind of thing, they love it. They go, this is exactly like
India. But just because your uncle sings, it doesn't, and he's from Gujarat, it doesn't make him a singer from India.
Yeah,
he's giving it all the large. Just because
no, honestly.
I'm not being funny. Go Wembley, it's a pound a plate.
Yeah, see, everybody knows for good desi khana, you've got to go on the outskirts.
Outside. You could get coronavirus from there.
No, you can't. That's a lie. See, that's how
some of the places there.
Well, I guess what we're really saying, and you're going to agree with this, there's nothing like home cooked food.
Correct.
Agree.
Yeah. And I made, can I say, this week I made my own, first time ever, gobi, alu, carrot, pea, mixed sabji.
Mixed veg.
Made it for the first time, took it around to my sister's.
How did that go down?
Yeah, good.
Firstly, what was your review of it?
Well, I
know you're a harsh critic.
But it's because I'd made it, I was like, it just tasted like normal, spicy, Indian-y.
No, kind but what would you give out of 10?
Yeah, I thought it was very edible. Yeah. I thought it was
so
nice.
You're going high,
nice
eight,
speed.
Eight and a half, nine.
Like a good 6-7. Like,
okay.
But then, like, yeah, but I don't know what it takes for an alu gobi to be amazing. Do you know what I mean?
Okay,
it's an alu gobi.
Invite me over, and I'll tell you.
Okay, you're right. Okay. But I put it down in front of my, again, that same brother-in-law who paid £5 a pop elsewhere. His sister, who I don't see that often,
who also paid £5 a pop.
Yeah, and I said, let me know what you think. And then they're eating it, and you're a bit nervous. Went out the room, came back, went, how is it? She went,
That means it was rubbish.
I went, she goes, no, she was well done for even giving it a go. Most guys wouldn't give it a go.
Yeah, but that's like and saying, I said, no, you I know said, what I mean? That's like when you come last in the school race, isn't it? And you go, well done, beta.
But it's like, you're 10th. She said it needed more. She said it needed more salt, more chili.
Mm. So you basically flop. Because if it's missing salt and chili.
What was that noise again? Where did it come out from?
If you haven't, I'm not being funny, but if you've made a curry and it's missing salt and chili, what's the point of that curry? You might as well make porridge.
Missing, she said, I would want more. But then I got to cater for a neutrally
I think if you miss salt, I think...
You can add salt.
But it's a fail. You've got to have the salt right.
Wow. See, you should get together with her.
Yeah.
Thanks.
He's another one.
God, he's got the negative gene like you.
Oh, girl, can they ne Barcelona to uteriya tu? That's a man, no.
Na 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 na, oh baby. Me dilli share di señorita. Puchu kisi to vi tu.
Pero la gadi hermosa. Jai look at the natu, tan you look at the mermosa.
girl, our good friend, Aster Gill. That is Hermosa. Hermosa. Which I messaged her because I thought I was being funny. Want to know?
I bet I can guess.
I'm not going to give it away. It was just I didn't message her directly. It wasn't like a text. So it's not a long message. Okay. You can guess it. I'll let you guess it. She put up a, oh, look out, Hermosa coming out soon.
Yeah.
And then I made a comment. What are you going to guess that
your comment would have been, what about his samosa?
Close.
I made something like that. I knew it.
It's definitely samosa related.
What
about his samosa?
I wanted to kind of go, oh, great, you know, female quality. We've had his samosas.
Can
years.
I do the duet with
this
you?
This is Hermosa. No, this, I said, oh, what is it? A female samosa.
Knew it.
We have his samosa. This is Hermosa.
Hermosa.
That was it. And she put lol laugh. It's the comments up, man. Check it out on her page.
Oh, did you tweet her?
On Instagram.
Instagram.
So she, and then she laughed at it.
And then blocked you.
And then, no. No, but then I got like 15 comments from like mad Aster Gill guy fan. Yeah. He went like, kind of like, don't you know, Hermosa means beautiful lady in Spanish.
So obviously, yeah, because there's a lot of people from India who have not got your sarcastic tone.
Yeah, exactly. And,
they go for you.
Oh, if you want to know about the sarcastic tone is the A.R. Rahman Desioki comments. If you're ever bored, read those. So big up Aster Gill, big up Hermosa. By the way, today, as with the day we're recording this, I think it's only been out, that song, a few days.
Yeah.
And it's got over 10 million views.
Yeah,
a lot of views. In like three days.
The video's good.
Beautiful. It's so lovely. Sunshine. Mm-hmm. And those two guys are very cool as well. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of love flying around for
a lot
the
of views. What are you viewing at the moment?
I tell you what, 2020 in general has been a good year for TV for me already. I'm watching more TV than I've ever watched. I think, I'll tell you why. I'm going to go so far as to say, I think because of Netflix and all those Apple, and I'm watching Apple TV.
Apple TV is the one.
And Amazon Prime and all those things. TV's just got better. Do you not think in general, do you think TV is the best it has been in terms of production?
It's good.
You know, you think of Sky Atlantic shows, all those shows, Sky One shows.
A lot
shows,
of Sky Atlantic stuff.
And even all the BBC stuff, the dramas, the ITV dramas, they're putting in more. It's just quality TV. I watch on Apple TV. I watch C, which is what you recommended.
Oh, yeah.
It's
sailors.
No, not that kind of C.
No. It is. I mean, it's Apple TV. It's
beautifully made.
It's kind of set in the future.
I didn't even
know
Apple had TV.
Yeah.
Like, so, I'm so far behind.
It's $4.99 a month, whatever it is, something like that, right?
Yeah.
But I got it free with my phone. So that's the only reason
I'm watching it.
That's why I'm watching it. And I'm renting it. So that.
But I would say it's worth the money.
You pay for it.
Is it as good as Netflix?
No. Nowhere near.
No, because they haven't
then
got...
Hold on.
It's easy to say that, but Netflix have been around for years, hence they've got a lot more content on it.
Yeah, but you ain't got to do Apple TV a favour.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm not doing them a favour, but I think it's brilliant.
But Charlie, give them your money.
But I think it's brilliant for the stuff that they're putting in, because they've assembled a crack team to make some amazing content.
See, that's backwards.
No, it wasn't there. No, because I watched the... What do you call it? You know, the presentation that they do. Forget that I'm a bit of a geek when it comes to... I sit there and I watch all of that.
So you watch those like kind of TED Talk things when he comes out?
So, when they're talking about it and they said, look at all these people that we've hired and everything like that, and it's exclusively to Apple. There's a lot of people who are worried about this because Apple have got the best director.
Anyway, forget that. What else are you watching?
Okay, so on
that... So C is brilliant.
They've got C, but it's with that Jason Momoa who was the Aquaman, big hunk of, you know...
Brilliant.
Pizza.
Okay.
Good story.
Potentially well could made. Be the new Game of Thrones.
That's a big statement. I didn't want
to. I like to make big statements.
Okay.
Clearly.
Working a bank. And then, the C, I watched The Morning Show, which is with Jennifer Aniston and Steve Carell.
Very
That's
good.
Really
I've
good.
Heard about that.
It's about a breakfast show presenter who gets sacked.
Weirdly, I
really related, sort of. And then I also recently watched The Servant, one of your recommendations again on Apple TV, which is so scary.
Oh, my God.
Scary?
Word. Yeah.
So
see, I didn't really see Kedge as a...
I'm a little bit...
scary, but...
I mean, I'll say it myself, but I think I'm a little bit twisted like that. I do like very scary, crazy stuff like that.
And again, very well made. But after episode one, I actually turned it off. I paused it on my phone.
He messaged me.
I sat back, I smiled, and I went, it's just a program.
Oh,
it's just a program, Tommy. It's just a program.
I watched episode one with... I thought, I'm going to go for the full effects. I turned all the lights off and everything. I was like, whoa, this is a little bit...
Really?
Yeah.
Did you have brown bed sheets at the end of it?
The sofa changed colour.
Like you. And so there's that. And also on episode 8, I won't say what it is.
Yeah, I haven't got that.
Something happens.
Yeah.
that I had to pause it because it was late at night. I was watching it. I had to pause it. Mm. And I told myself, I can't handle this now.
Is it getting that bad?
I can't wait to get there.
Because also, earlier on, because obviously I'm watching it on
my phone. The Servant?
The Servant.
No, not right. The Servant, just Servant.
No, I think it is.
No, it's just Servant.
It's just Servant. Okay. All right. And it's about a servant who turns up to help a family. That's what I'll say, right?
So okay.
But, you know.
Horror thing, yeah?
Thriller, not horror.
Not thriller.
Not all night.
What was that? What was that?
You know, like killer knives stuff. Yeah, it wasn't all that. You know, but you know, because obviously we have a TV in our room.
And it's also the director is M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh, yeah.
So the legend who made Sixth Sense.
M. Night Shyamalan.
Sounded the old.
Shyamalan.
Okay.
Yeah. The one who made Signs, the one who made Sixth Sense.
M. Night, show us your lamb.
Not this month, though.
It's again. Exactly. No, but what is... So we have a TV in the bedroom and we normally watch like Netflix and stuff, right? And actually, I'm going to come to one watching on Netflix in a minute. But when the missus is tired, obviously the light off on the TV is too bright. She wants to go to bed. I don't want to watch TV downstairs. So I watch The Servant on my phone. Now imagine, pitch black room. I got my noise-cancelling headphones on.
Wow.
Right?
Oh, God, this guy. You went in on
that.
Bruv, right? So I'm watching it intimate, right? Like that. And because of the light of the phone, I can't see anything else in the room.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Blinds Milo walks in, puts his hand on my leg. Bruv, I can't even say what happened, but my putterly came out. And,
that must have scared you.
Bruv, you know, Milo?
What are you doing there?
Who is he? I just want to go toilet down. I went, yeah, it's cool, bruv. It's cool.
So do I. Let me go before you.
get me some paper, please. Oh my God. I crapped it. So that is dangerous. That's the dangerous part of it.
I don't know if I want to watch it now.
So now I'm doing the noise cancelling, but I still watch it, but I have one headphone off.
Oh yeah, clever.
Because I want
to,
when you're DJing.
Yeah, of course you have to have it.
So anyway, coming on to Netflix. So it's been a good month for TV. The Messiah. I'm into the Who got talking about Messiah? No, I think it was started winning all the awards at the start of the year.
Yeah, we all said together.
We were on a train once and we were like, look, it's being advertised. Remember?
Yeah.
And then I think you started watching it and I started watching it after.
And I never thought you'd get into it, Serge.
Yeah.
What do you make of it, Serge?
I just like it. I think it's awesome. Like,
you haven't gone to it, have you?
No, Coach? Well, I've watched, I've done 4 episodes. Mm. But.
That's good.
I keep falling asleep.
Oh, really?
But at the end, of the thing, because they're long episodes.
They are long. They are
and
long.
And I don't know why, but I just keep falling asleep. And it's good, but having seen C and having seen Servant, this doesn't, I need to be gripped in. And for this, I just think there's a whole load of fluff for about 45 minutes. And then you get the like little twist at the end.
Yep.
And you think, oh, all right, then I'll watch the next one. But there's a lot of just fluff. And
I don't agree.
I disagree.
I mean, I'm the worst with this kind of stuff, but I actually find it really interesting.
Satch would be the first person. In fairness, you know, Satch, you are someone who, you like your wham bam, you like some action, right? Yeah. And this is a story. If anybody doesn't know, the principle is that if the Messiah, the Son of God returns to earth, how would that be received? Would you believe it?
Maybe
in
that's
this
why
day
I find
age?
It interesting.
Yeah.
No, because but I find
I'm always
social media.
I want to really like it. But like I said, I keep falling asleep. Maybe the Messiah's put a spell on me and I keep falling asleep. I don't know. But
it doesn't do spells. Put a spell on
some
you.
Some sort of jadu, isn't it?
No, it's not.
I just didn't think he was that captivating. But I'll give it another episode.
Yeah, it's gonna win so many awards.
Can I just tell you what not to watch though? Season 2 of You is rubbish.
Oh, I didn't get to see
season 1 was okay. I got to the end of it, but season 2, they run out of story.
Oh, okay. Everyone recommended You and said it was spooky, creepy, and all that.
Yeah, no, season 1 was alright, but season 2 is dead.
No, not feeling it. All right.
Is there anything else?
Cinema.
I haven't been there. Like, I
want to see 1917.
I saw
amazing.
That. 1917 is very good.
I want to see Bad Boys.
Haven't seen that.
I don't care about that.
A lot of people have said that. A few people have said to me, it's the best one.
The Bad Boys? Yeah, really. See, because I've not heard anything about it.
I didn't think I did either. And then the other day, like, I saw just mates and I was just asking, like, it's the best one.
Yeah.
I think it's quite a South London film.
Okay, quote a line from Bad Boys. Quote a line from any other Bad Boys. Can you remember anything? Or what scene stands out? Because they were iconic films. I remember Will Smith running with his shirt off.
I don't think I've
and
seen
it. Will Smith said...
I beg your pardon?
Yeah. You've seen Bad Boys 1 and 2?
Catch Get Out.
I don't think I've seen it.
Oh,
have you not seen Bad Boys?
I think you need to watch it
because you just
then.
Said that. Can you think of it? I'm like, I can't think of it.
The first ones with that, what you gonna do, they sing it.
The first ones where they looking after that girl. What's her name? The actress. What's her name? Leonie.
Sunny.
Her name's Tia Leonie or something.
Is it Tia?
Sunny, a trilogy. Yeah, is it Tiana? I don't know, I can't remember.
But I remember there were...
Leona Lewis.
No.
But it's both of them are really good films.
Yeah, and Will Smith actually said in an interview, it was in that film when he ran with his shirt off where he got his sex symbol status.
Oh.
After running with his shirt off, Kedge, I'm just saying, put it out there, if you want to do it for the podcast.
Think about it.
You get the sex symbol. But also, you know, when they knock at the door, you want some brown sugar? Remember that line?
Oh, yeah.
And all that.
So, the best, but I always remember when they open the door and it's that kid who's taking the girl on the date. Do you know that?
And he goes...
That's a really iconic scene.
They're just a great duo, man. They're a great... Like, you
know, mean nothing. No, maybe I need to go and see it.
Yeah, you did. Bad Boys 3. Big Seagull. Okay, I want to see that. I also went and saw, just last weekend, I saw the new Guy Ritchie film, which is called... I've gone completely...
The Gentleman.
That's it. Matthew McConaughey, Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant's pretty sick in that.
Yeah, that's a good... I'll tell you what, if you like your proper wham-bam Guy Ritchie, that is it. But... enough about all of that.
Should I do a random fact about that?
Go on, there we go.
That film. Go on. Hugh Grant's...
filmed his scenes in four
days? No.
That's a fact. He filmed it all his scenes in 4 days.
Hugh Grant's dad...
yeah.
...is about 88 or something.
And he's dating...
McConaughey's mum. Yeah. They went out on a date and she's about 92 or something.
They're both widowed. Recently widowed.
And they set them up.
Imagine if they have a kid. They'd be a movie star.
There you go.
Actually, talking about movie stars, I've got a story about Gwyneth Paltrow to tell you after this song. How many podcasts you get tunes?
You don't.
We get tunes.
We
got the Desi tunes right here. Got to big up our Sony family for all the tunes,
them,
man.
Absolutely.
Okay, but before we get into the Gwyneth Paltrow thing, I wanted to mention.
Yeah.
This kind of fits. Here is your vegan dish for the day.
Oh. Hey.
So just a recap.
The last one. Now.
Yeah. If you've been listening to all the podcasts for this month, we've reviewed food from. Remind us.
Subway, we had the meatballs, veggies.
Marinara,
yeah.
The meatless meatballs.
Meatless meatballs, last week.
We had the KFC vegan burger.
Yep.
Yeah. We had the Pepperoni.
Pepperoni from Pizza Hut.
So
we are trying out takeaway food, fast food,
yep.
And all the vegan things they're doing
with
for
the vegan.
You know what? I'm actually going to miss this next week.
Are you really?
Yeah,
I'm not.
No, not all right. Maybe not the food part, but we're having food in the podcast.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like, and talking.
Oh, I think we should continue.
We love
that.
Our Connor. It's safe to say we love our food.
Shall so I go for
no,
it?
No. I'll cut it. Put it down.
Look at that. Even as he picks up the knife, he smashes a glass.
No, I don't trust
you,
him with a knife.
Yeah, you put that down. Right. Okay.
So. And every time he's been cutting everything, he's been butchering it. So
yeah, which is ironic without no meat.
It's me, innit? You've got to butcher it. Yeah.
So today's vegan delight is from Greg's, and this is the vegan steak bake, Kedge. And if you don't, let me just tell you about
what's Kedge
he's already wincing at the look of it. The steak bake from Greg's.
That looks pretty good.
Is phenomenal, right? If you like your meat, it's a wonderful pasty.
I don't eat beef, so like, I've never had one.
The chicken bake is great. The cheese and onion
chicken bake
great,
is the best.
Right? It's all. It's they do great things in pastry. It's safe to say.
Right.
So far, the highest scoring thing of the month has been the Subway meatball marinara, which got about 8.5.
Yeah,
that's a biggie,
right?
Waxing lyrical.
I mean, the Pizza Hut pizza was close, and the KFC was close. KFC was a bit dry.
Yeah,
if
KFC
you remember.
Was dry.
I think we've gone like that. Do you know what I mean?
Upwards,
it's been, upwards. It's been going. We've not gone down.
Or maybe we've just this got used to eating vegan food.
This might be the down.
So I'm excited about this. Ask you, Satch, to try it first.
Yeah.
Right? Because I know what Ked's going to go, oh, bro, I don't like the texture of meat, so I can't really eat this.
All right.
But there's a bit of ketchup there if you want it. Now, don't forget, completely meatless. These are meatless.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Satch has already had a little bite.
That is amazing.
Really?
Wow.
What is it that you like? Amazing. What can you taste? Herbs.
Yeah.
Herbiness.
Onions.
Onions, yeah. It's basically like a gravy. It's
actually, that is quite good.
Good. What? This is groundbreaking.
Like if I don't look at what's inside that is brilliant.
Think of it like corn mince, because the meat in a in the steak bake,
it's all ground up in it.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. It's not. It doesn't. You don't get like chunk. I think you might get a couple of chunks, but
this just tastes like a veggie pasta. This is really nice.
Oh my word!
I might eat my piece,
ladies and gentlemen.
This is the one.
Wow, this is the best one.
This is by far Country Mile. I'm saying it now, 10 out of 10.
No way.
This is brilliant.
Tommy,
you know what? Okay, so I've had this one before. Wow. I don't remember it being that good.
No, but like, I just... It's warm. I think it's warm, maybe.
Do you like this, Ked? Honestly.
No, I really do.
Yeah.
You know me, I wouldn't say otherwise.
That is good. Pretty damn close to the original. Well, I mean, herbiness, flavour.
Right.
Texture. I like gravy in a pan.
This just went down. I could swallow this with no issues.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't feel rubbery. Didn't feel
this
dry.
This is really good.
It is very. I'm going to go in for the rest of my piece because I've never. I mean, you know,
unheard of.
Mm.
I'm glad we got there, Kat. I was so sure you were going to go. Oh no, it's just the thought of it. But now I think you got your head round. Like trying.
I think also you're right. I think because I've been doing this every week. You're right. I think it's about getting your head around it for vegetarians, you know, who've never needed to try.
All right,
try
very
this.
Quickly, numbers, what we're giving it.
Oh.
I've gone 10 straight.
Wow.
I've gone 10. This is brilliant. Well done.
Go on, Tommy.
I think very generous. I think, I don't know why. I've had it before and it tasted quite plain. This one tastes better. It just might be the fact that we've just warmed it up in the oven.
Yeah.
Mm. I'd go in at a 9. I can't give any dish a 10 out of 10.
I can't give any dish a 10 out of 10, but I'll give that a 9.5.
Wow.
What?
That's a biggie. 9.5.
Winning.
That is good.
Greg's, well done. Hey,
and again, they had the biggest profit turnover since they've done all the vegan food as well. That was in the news. They were the first ones who went into this market.
There you go. Okay, well, congrats.
Very quickly.
What have you got there now?
Something else as well.
Oh,
have a little read of that.
Oh, here we go. Galaxy. It's a Galaxy caramelized hazelnut chocolate bar. Vegan. And it says it very clearly.
Mm.
Even the paper feels more sustainable. Oh, look at that. It says it. As I flipped it over, our packaging. The outer card sleeve is widely recyclable. It's a clear Nature Flex film thing, whatever.
I thought, let's give it a go.
Yeah?
Everyone's rambling on about this Galaxy chocolate.
Is it all chocolate vegan?
So the Galaxy chocolate is vegan.
How's all chocolate vegan, Ked?
No, dairy milk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Something, forgot about that.
Yeah.
What a donut.
Tell you what, sometimes people drop off certain chocolates at the temple and stuff.
Here we go.
And they shouldn't be there. You know, like a lot of the Cadbury celebrations, they've got like...
Gelatine.
They've got eggy things in there.
Go on.
All right. Okay, here we go.
Just give
chocolate,
me one square.
Vegan.
I don't want
now,
to.
There's a pressure here because Galaxy chocolate is creamy and delicious.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Now, you've got your concentrate. Make a hazelnut. It tastes like foreign chocolate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But it's not bad, is it?
Not bad.
No, it's fine. It runs. It goes.
Because
it's nutty.
I've got those naked vegan chocolate bars.
Oh my God.
And they don't taste like chocolate. They just taste like, I don't know, taste like plasticine.
No, but even, forget the vegan one. Just bad, normally they look like, they look like, I've got one as well. Have a look at this.
Oh, what have you got now?
I brought this one along. I found it.
I found it. Where's this from?
It's from...
This looks like you bought it. You know, like some war-torn country where they can't get Cadbury's?
I think it's Malaysia or somewhere like that. Well,
that looks like it's been in his cupboard for 4 years and he's just pulled it out today. Because
all the writing on it's foreign.
Yeah.
Wafer filled with chocolate and coated...
It's vegan.
You know what it actually says? Look at this. Oh, no. Wafer filled with chocolate and coated with caramel.
Yeah.
So biscuit that has bits vegan. And chocolate. Yeah.
Caramel's vegan.
Bro. Yeah, read the ingredients. Tell me what's vegan about that.
What, I mean, what language is
no, exactly.
Vegan?
If the right.
Well, if you can't read it, it's vegan.
No, don't eat it. You can't eat it.
We ain't
I'm pretty
this.
Sure there is nothing vegan about that. Where have you got this from? It looks like illegal chocolate.
A colleague from work brought in.
From here where? We go. Look. From Malaysia.
I think it's
milk
Malaysia.
Powder.
Milk powder. Milk powder? That's just
why
powder.
Are you giving that to him?
No, but that's just powder. That's not milk, is it?
I'm disappointed.
Cows don't drop powder, do they?
That's quite nice, isn't it?
It's just
so that's been too.
You know how you've been telling
things.
Me, oh, it's not chicken flavour, Kedge. It's just the powder. Just it's just powder. You can have that
little crunchy roll out of my face.
Stop arguing. Finish off the pastry. Finish off the chocolate, and I'm still got to tell you about Gwyneth Paltrow, which I'll do next now.
Shayad kabhi na keh sakun main tumko kahe bina samajh lo tum shayad. शायद मेरे ख्याल में तुम एक दिन मिलो मुझे कहीं पे गुम शायद जो तुम ना हो रहेंगे हम नहीं जो तुम ना हो रहेंगे हम नहीं ना चाहिए कुछ तुमसे ज्यादा तुमसे कम नहीं जो तुम ना हो तो हम भी हम नहीं जो तुम ना हो तो हम भी हम नहीं ना चाहिए कुछ तुमसे ज्यादा तुमसे कम नहीं
Sorry, you've just Kedge has just opened up. No, you've just opened up your chocolate bar.
Dirtiest chocolate I've seen in my life.
Look at that. Look at the colour. Beautiful.
You know when dog daddy goes like oh, no, when it's left. It, no, yeah. You know when it's really dark and it's been left out in the sun.
That's good chocolate. It's really nice. It's got like a tube in the middle and it's got like sort of
a tube. Is it means it's hollow. It's hollow.
It's
in the
hollow,
middle.
But it's got like little bits of chocolate in it, like,
so
like
eat it all,
nougat and everything.
Nougat. Like, was it nougat? You got a new car. Wait, what happened to your old bike?
A new one.
You got a new car.
New car.
So anyway, Gwyneth Paltrow.
No,
because we've been.
Firstly, why is your colleague giving you that? Well, who would go away to another country and go? I tell you what, I'll get Kenya.
He bought loads of them.
I'll get some cheap and nasty chocolate.
Everyone, come on.
I bought you nice chocolate.
Yeah.
You
well, Galaxy Vegan, we approve. By the way, Galaxy Vegan, quickly mark it out of 10.
I'd probably give that about 7.
Yeah.
Seven. That's decent.
Seven up for a vegan chocolate. It's thin.
Good, it's good.
And
it's
I
good.
Like Galaxy as well. Right. Someone who is vegan, someone who's all about health and well-being, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Go on, him.
She's got a brand called Goop. That's her kind of lifestyle well-being
what's
brand.
What's that?
Goop. It's like where she just recommends, they sell products.
What kind of products?
Like,
good.
You know, like vegan-y health being, like candles and like, I don't know,
oh, right.
Massage
okay.
oils or like, and they recommend a certain way of life. And
it's a bit of a horrible name though, isn't it?
Yeah, but I think it must be
like, come
Gwyneth.
On, you know what you start thinking of when you go Goop.
It must be Gwyneth and something. Paltrow.
Goop J, Goop.
Goop.
It rhymes with poop.
Mastana.
Yeah.
That's right.
Rhymes with poop.
Yeah, rhymes with poop. Well, she's been in the papers this week because, firstly, she's got a Netflix series out which looks at the whole Goop company behind the scenes.
Oh, that's
but,
handy.
So, but she's been in the papers this week because she released a candle.
Oh,
for
Goop candle.
Goop candle. Well, her own candle. Yeah, through the company Goop. But I'll tell you the candle's name in just a second. It's $75. That's about £60.
That's very expensive.
That's like Jo Malone level, isn't it?
Yeah. And don't forget, you're burning this.
Who's that?
That Jo Malone.
You know Jo Malone. That's a top end candle, bro.
Oh, right. I don't.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, candle's a candle.
There's nothing special about it. Let's put it that way.
I find them a bit overrated. I quite like.
I think it's a waste of money.
I like those other ones, Yankee. I like the Yankee candles. They're nice.
I like the one where you just plug it in the wall and it just starts smelling.
That's not a candle.
Yeah. It does the same job.
That's called electric heat.
No, the one that you plug in the plug
is burning.
What's it called? Not Febreze, but you know. What's it called? I don't know what it's called.
The one that looks like it's got a bottle of Eternity.
Yeah. And it got a fan. God. And it's like you can adjust things. Oh, that's brilliant. Who needs a candle?
Yeah. No, but in your house, you've got the one that goes every like half an hour.
If in
the toilet.
You.
In the toilet, yeah. Because when you're having a wee, I thought someone's calling me.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait.
Danny.
It's a little mini cage in the toilet.
Yeah.
Oi, you missed the seat.
Comes out of his mouth.
Yeah. Going back to the £60 candle.
£60 candle. Wow, $75.
Who buys that?
Bruv, it's sold out.
No.
You can't get it. You know why? You know what it's called?
Oh. Hang on. 65, what's it going to smell like?
Exactly.
What's it called?
No, I'm going to tell you the name of it, and you guys just tell me whatever questions come to your mind. Okay? So it's Gwyneth Paltrow's candle. You know what? We have kids listening to this podcast, so I can't even say the...
It's rude.
I'd say it is rude. Look, rude by our kind of Desi standards.
Okay, all right, I'm sure
non-Desis will be looking... Listen,
replace the word.
I'll replace the word. I'll tone it down, and you'll get it.
Do they have the actual word... on the
yeah
marketing.
Yeah yeah fully it's marketed
oh
as
my, what is okay this so then, coming so, to? Then
so the name of this candle is called this candle smells like my the January. I've replaced the word.
No.
Yeah. Oh. But only because there's kids listening, they might be in the car, they might be their
parents.
Well,
hang on a
minute. I don't want this show to be
awkward.
Candle
smells like
January. What does it smell of?
She's Gwyneth Paltrow is saying this candle smells like my. She's called it this candle smells like my. That V word.
Yeah, but in any specific season of the year,
right? So that's the first thing that comes to your mind.
Morning for January.
Do you think that Gwyneth Paltrow's private parts goes in seasons? So what? It smells a certain way in the winter.
Sure the temperature affects everything, doesn't it?
Well done, Kedge's experience with the Januaries. Is really coming out. Sash, this candle smells like my... That. What's the first thing that comes to your mind?
It stinks.
But it's Gwyneth Paltrow.
It's Gwyneth Paltrow.
You know, she's very rich. You know, she'll look after herself. It's not like she's had a whole...
It must be quite...
A 14-hour shift making, like, a look over the kitchen.
I'm guessing it's a very welcoming smell.
Right. So you are now saying that you find Gwyneth Paltrow's private to be welcoming. What does that mean?
And relaxing.
Is it what
puts you in a meditative state.
What her thing does, yeah?
Yeah, her candle.
Well, what do you think it smells like?
See, that's the... Like,
petals.
Yeah.
I think...
On what flower?
Lavender. With an edge of lavender.
With an edge of lavender. That's what
I wouldn't even know where to start.
Yeah. You burn it. You
okay.
Also, let's hope she hasn't taken the smell after a session in the gym.
Yeah, exactly. See,
but these kind of things need to be listed on this candle. You can't just say, da-da-da-da-da, my vaginary.
Yeah.
It's got to have context to it.
What would you mean?
After a shower.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Correct. Yeah. After running the marathon.
Do you see what I mean?
Would you ever have a candle that's
after sitting on a horse?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Might change it. Well, I don't know. Because it's saddle and stuff like that.
What does that do to
you?
I
think it's really strange.
Well, your scientific knowledge.
It's saddle and leather.
Yeah.
And chaffing and chafing, whatever you want to call it. And it's, you know, it might. I don't know.
She's chaffing and she's chafing.
I don't know what this guy's on about.
You know what? This is beautiful. I'm just letting him talk. But
you have to think about
rubbish.
All the scenarios.
No, but what do you think it smells like? I think, thinking about it now.
Yeah, go on, here we go.
Obviously, it's just a marketing fad.
Yep.
Do you see what I mean? So it's going to smell like
some
sort of flower or lilies or... Lilies.
So it's definitely not that.
But you know what I mean?
Definitely not that. Like, it's the opposite.
Associated lilies.
It's just, I mean, they're saying that it smells like that, but it clearly isn't that.
Like, how do you know?
I don't know. Like, I'm just...
She's saying it smells like her that.
But so she could say...
You've got to be quite brave to put that out there.
I agree, but I don't think it is her that.
Yeah, but
I mean, you wouldn't get Graham Gooch going, oh, here's the candle that smells like my Gooch. Which, yeah. You know what I mean?
Well,
it's like, you just wouldn't have.
But Graham Gooch hasn't got Gwyneth Paltrow appeal. You know.
He did back in the day.
He was the world record holder,
333 runs against India. He was the man.
Graham Gooch is not the male Gwyneth Paltrow.
Definitely not.
He's not.
Definitely.
Okay. But I use Graham Gooch for...
Because it's the Gooch, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not called, oh, smell my Paltrow. This candle smells like my Paltrow, does it? It's this... candle smells like my...
But does anyone know what... Do you know what it smells like? Because obviously you should.
I think we need to get one.
Well, you can't.
It's like one.
I am paying 60 quid for that.
I imagine because in the testing process, they must have... Someone must have had a whiff.
No, I don't think so.
I can go and recreate that.
No.
I can't handle this anymore.
I don't think it's that. It's definitely going to be like a good smelling thing. Yeah. It's a marketing fad.
Now, like on those Yankee candles, for example, right? Yeah. For example, there's one that smells of like cotton bed sheets or cotton wool.
Yeah,
like
everyone knows what that smells like. Yeah. Or like and vanilla. It's nice.
And they really are nice. So you actually smell it, you go, oh yeah.
Yeah.
I can smell that.
Or bubble gum or whatever it is.
Someone, I presume either Gwyneth Paltrow or someone very close to her, will smell that candle and go, you know what, babe? You know what? That's you, that is. That's you in a candle. What part of you would you have made into a candle? Would you buy Kedge's candle if he said this smells like my
vagina? I think there'll be quite a few people queuing up for that.
What do you think his one would smell like?
I would have a mix of flavours from aubergine.
You would have you're saying for your own smell it would be aubergine.
Aubergine with dogra and a bit of mint bunny boy.
Yeah, coming through. Like, oh, yeah. after.
Like, just,
after.
And that would be quite nice.
That's disgusting, man.
What would Sachin's be like?
Yeah, go on. What would I smell like?
I think yours would be quite leathery.
Yeah. I would go with that.
Like, musty.
Musk. Link's musk.
I'd want mine to sort of smell like Skittles.
Yours would be quite flowery.
I was going to say candy floss or something like that.
Yeah, fruity.
For a minute, you think, is this Gwyneth's or is this Tommy's?
No, you wouldn't. You'd be like, am I at the fun fair? No, it's Tommy's candle. It's like that kind of smell.
Yeah, probably.
Could we charge 60 quid for ours? I don't think so.
No.
She's clever, though. She's done this because everyone wants to know what it smells like.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a great marketing
plan. And I also want to say she's also done it because this is the good thing. She said, you know, women can be quite self-conscious about those kind of things and areas and make to feel something. She's going, no, this is how I smell that. And I put it in a candle. It's like, go girl, go
I think
power.
Though also, but I do think it's a little bit like, hold on, who do you think you are? Why does everyone want to, you know,
well,
smell
she's right, because they did, and they bought it, and it sold out. So,
we've got to have quite a big ego to think, actually, I'm going to bottle this.
That's like, I mean, for example, David Beckham goes, this smells like my golden balls.
Yeah.
He could put a candle out. Do you see what I mean?
You'd buy David Beckham's.
No, why?
You would. I can tell you would. Because it's David Beckham, and you know that'd be Saf. You know he's Saf down to his cheek.
I don't know.
Am I on my own with this one? Hey, guys.
Golden balls, and then after a certain amount of it being burnt, a little bit of Rebecca Luce come through.
Nitun kaline gori pagal karte sare Nitun kaline gori pagal karte sare Jadon tu nachdi nachde suraj chanda tare Jadon tu nachdi nachde suraj chanda tare You look like oh You dance like ah You look like oh You dance like ah Nitun kaline gori pagal karte sare jadon tu nachdi nachde suraj chanda tare Ekhi das kori e kamal ho gayi ni mere naal ho gayi hune tenu vekhe as chitte rang di te hun tenu vekhe tu laal ho gayi एक ही दस गोरी कमाल हो गई नी मेरे नाल हो गई हुण तेनू वेखिया अस चिट्टे रंग दी ते हुण तेनू वेखिया तू जे तू कह दे ता बारिश बदल कर दे विचारे जदों तू नचदी नचदे सूरज चंदा तारे जदों तू नचदी नचदे सूरज चंदा तारे यू लुक लाइक ओ
talk in today's podcast, can I just say?
Yeah.
And I've brought out some more snacks. I think I've mastered it. I think I've nailed the, you know, like I've been hit a zen-like state of working out exactly what kind of munchies we need during a podcast.
Mm. Really?
Yeah. You think over the... Okay,
you've thought about this, haven't you?
Well, we've been in the podcast for over a year.
Yeah.
We always have to have some kind of snacks.
We do like to nibble.
Yeah. The problem, what kind of snacks do we normally have?
Nuts.
I do like your nuts, though.
Yes, you do. Gwyneth Paltrow thingy. And I might have a sound. I might have a scent, which is, this smells like Tommy's nuts. Masala nuts. Or
masala
whatever
nuts. Yeah. Crisps.
Crisps and all those kind of things.
Where did you say crisps?
Crisps.
Yeah.
You said crisps.
Oh,
it just didn't roll out.
So
fresh,
it just didn't
roll out.
No,
it didn't.
Where's your passport? I bet temporary visa. Just extended it.
1st of January, yeah?
Yeah. Legal. Pita bread and hummus is what I've just brought out.
Yeah,
it's
very
the perfect
good.
Snack because it doesn't get stuck in your teeth.
No. Nope.
So you can carry on talking.
Healthy. Mm.
I recommend this to all podcasters everywhere. The snack of choice on your table must be pita bread and hummus.
Should we, look, it's 3 bits. Should we just do a quick live demonstration?
Go on. Talk. So, as you, look, you've torn the bread cage. We didn't even hear it. Satch is going in for the dip, right?
Yeah. You didn't hear that, obviously.
Take a bite, Satch.
No.
Satch has taken a bite. Can you hear it? No, you cannot. Look at that. I've got to hit the last mic.
Well
now.
Done. There's a lot of science behind that.
Science?
Can I suggest a few more dips, though?
A few more dips?
Yes, a little tzatziki would be nice.
What is it?
Tzatziki.
Satch is. You want Satch to convert to Siki? Satch? Welcome to the religion. I'll see you down in Godvara.
Cheers. What are we doing?
Tzatziki. That could be a TV show.
Tzatziki's castle.
Yeah, which would be like a palace in the Punjab.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I mean, you could just do chat.
Everyone runs out and dotties.
Yeah. You could do Punjab.
So anyway, Punjabi I'm channel. Feeling this. Mm. Listen, yeah, that good idea.
Vegan.
Very good.
Vegan. I do.
Was he vegan?
Of course it is. Hummus.
Okay, just checking.
Was he vegan?
You know.
He turns into Scooby-Doo. Was he vegan? Yummy. What kind of snack was that? Well, I would say, I love pita. I love,
can I just say that it's not the greatest hummus?
No, you're right, because that's a risky one. It was £2 for £3 at Tesco,
yeah,
and that is the one with the red pepper hummus.
Yeah, I didn't like it. Sweet.
I don't mind it as well.
A little bit different. I like a pita. I realised I went Nando's the other day when I watched the Gentleman, Nando's beforehand, I got the chicken and a pita.
Mm.
You know, like, and because I bought pita the other day, a cheese pita. I think, dare I say it,
statement.
Pitas and wraps over sandwiches.
Yes.
A good wrap and a good pita over a good sandwich?
I agree.
I do like a good sandwich.
Okay, what do you like in it though?
Oh, it could be anything.
Hey, go pick one of your favorites. It depends on your mood, innit? Yeah, okay.
What's a good one?
You can never go wrong with tuna sandwich. Okay, tuna sitcom.
What about tuna pita? Or a
no,
tuna?
That doesn't okay, go.
I think you're right. Tuna and egg mayo belong in a sandwich.
Egg mayo sandwich. What about though? Sandwich is wicked.
An earth sandwich.
Earth,
yeah.
I'm not.
Would you want me to put like some turf in there or something? Go and dig up the garden.
Is this like a vegan, healthy?
No,
it's made of all natural.
Have you guys not heard about the Earth sandwich?
Earth, like as in the planet Earth.
Earth. No, it's an actual Earth sandwich. Have you not heard about this? This phenomenon that's sweeping across the world.
Is it clever? Earth. Is it clever? Like, is it like, you know, the earth wire in a plug? Is somebody
like you're not going to eat that.
I don't know. Like, is it? I'm doing a few drinks. How can you have an earth?
He's saying it's logical.
Like,
go
oh,
and
yeah.
pick up the grass Let and shove it in two pieces of bread.
When I read about this, I thought, wow, this is genius. Why have we not been doing this before?
Okay, well, okay, what?
There was a fella out in Auckland, New Zealand.
Yeah.
Right? He was on the internet.
Well, then it's already completely bonkers.
Yeah.
Why?
Because they're upside down.
No, don't say that about my friends in New Zealand. So he was out there chatting to random people, whatever he was doing, surfing the net, chatting to people.
Mm.
He managed to actually ended up chatting to a bloke in southern Spain.
Right.
Right. Over the net. They got chatting.
Yep.
They discovered that this place in Spain is directly opposite to Auckland, New Zealand.
Right.
Okay.
I'm still waiting for the sandwich connection. Yeah. I'm getting it.
They went, oh, I know what. Let's make an earth sandwich. The guy in New Zealand went outside.
Yeah.
And laid down a piece of bread.
Okay.
On the earth.
Yeah. On the floor. Yeah.
On the floor. The guy in Spain went outside, laid down a piece of bread on the floor there.
I get it.
So you've got sandwich. Two bits of bread. What's in the middle? The earth. It's an earth sandwich. Why have we never done this? This is brilliant.
I like that, but I'd want to know that it was actually to the point. Mm. I want longitude, latitude, coordinates on
getting the compass out.
Yeah, but because I'd want to be a bit nerdy.
Well, obviously, it was. I mean, it was.
You can't have a little bit off, can you? You can't have a little
wonky
bit,
sandwich. Yeah. You can't have a wonky.
When you layer
correct.
Your bread, the kunde, the corners have to all match up. You know,
kunde.
The kunde, the crust.
Yeah.
The kunde.
Imagine if you had onions on those corners.
The gunde and your gunde.
Yeah.
And, gunde.
And it was made by men. He'd be like, the gunde and the gunde made by...
Bande.
Bande. Yeah.
Gun.
Unde. How do we get
egg. If you had an eggy bread sandwich with crust made by men, what would it be?
Gun.
I don't know.
It'd be an unde on your gunde.
Yeah.
Made by bande.
Yeah.
What was the other one you said?
With gunde.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheese, egg and onion sandwich. Anyway, sorry, stupid.
Anyway, so I thought, hold on a minute. Let's do this, guys.
Oh, I'll tell you what, we could do. No, okay, we're going to have to, obviously, being who we are.
What is the opposite twist. Side to London?
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Get it out.
I can look at that.
Have a look.
But then we'd have to do it like, a Warapau version.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Oh, the earth. So, the Warapau earth. Earth Warapau.
Earth
Warapau with chutney. Yeah. We could, swipe some chutney onto the bread.
Wada dunia pau.
The dunia wada pau.
Yeah, dunia wada pau. That was what
it
was.
No, but the wada is the dunia, so it's the dunia pau.
It's the dunia pau.
It's the dunia pau.
It's the world pau.
Pau.
World pau. World pau.
World pau.
Like world pau.
Yeah, world
pau.
World pau.
Oh, world pau.
World pau. I'm fucking like a...
East or west, world pau
is the
best.
What's on the other side of the...
Okay, to London, on the absolute opposite side, it's also New Zealand.
Weirdly.
And it's a place called, I thought it was Australia. I don't know why I thought.
Yeah.
Because everyone goes, Australia's on the other side. Yeah. But I know New Zealand's nearby, but I thought.
Yeah. That's weird, isn't it? If we drilled a hole straight down from here, we'd end up in New Zealand.
Well, and where exactly?
I can't get that into my head.
Well, okay, you think about it. There's a drill, it's a hole, New Zealand.
you know what I mean?
There's not much to really get
so
around.
So where is it?
Get
New
the
Zealand?
Dibble out.
You would be in a place called, which I never knew existed, Portobello in.
Portobello
in New Zealand is the exact opposite side of the planet to London.
Is that where the mushrooms come from?
Well, funny you say that. Hold on a minute.
No.
Because Portobello
mushrooms, this is Portobello. Portobello mushrooms come from Italy. Oh, I know that.
But I thought they're Portobello mushrooms.
No, they're Portobello mushrooms. Because, the word, they might be written like that on English packaging, but Portobello actually means...
Are you winding us up?
No, I did a cookery course in Italy.
And
I did.
I did, right?
I did. I went on to a vineyard, me and the missus, and just cooked and got food made by this David Ginola looking hunk who'd been married like four times. I swear he was cracking on to me. Me and him got on really well. Right. Anyway. He said Portobello mushrooms, I think it means from memory something like beautiful door.
Yeah.
Beautiful door.
Door, yeah, because Port, door, Bella, beautiful.
There you go. See, I didn't make it out. But Portobello is in New Zealand and I've just pulled up images of it. It is beautiful.
Let's have a look.
It is a beautiful place. Look at it. It's like it's green with like lush mountains.
Well, but it can't be, is it a city? Is it?
Oh, I don't know about that. Portobello, New Zealand, right? Look. Look at all these pictures.
Oh, wow.
Okay, right? Oh.
That looks like a Jurassic Park island.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Oh, that looks... Nah, I'm not a fan of that.
How can you not be a fan of that?
That looks like the Teletubbies going to pop. Tinky Winky's going to come out from behind one of those heels.
The problem,
his handbag.
Yeah, that's lovely. The problem we've got is I bet you there are no brown people in Portobello.
Oh, can we... There must be someone...
No, in New Zealand.
I think the challenge by next week is if you're listening to Portobello.
Oh my God, look at that. It's lovely.
Email us, hello@thebrownload. No, let's make this sandwich. We can. World. Let's do this. Or even if we get close, come on. Even if we get close to Portobello.
Okay, if you're anywhere near Portobello, or if you're close, then blooming get in your car and drive to Portobello.
Have we got any listeners in New Zealand? Yeah. So tell your relatives.
We're going to do. I'll tell you what we can do. We can FaceTime them. We can film them putting down their bun.
Yep.
We'll put down the bottom of our bun and with a bit of chutney on it because that's how you do the chutney,
Yeah.
And we make. the World Apparel.
Come
first
on,
ever.
Let's do, oh, this is exciting.
Okay, right. So this is a serious request now. Hello at the Brownload. If you've got friends, family, anywhere near Portobello in New Zealand.
Whereabouts is it in New Zealand? Like,
it's in New Zealand, bruv. Like, I know New Zealand. Like,
I want coordinates, bro.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it could be like the north of the country. I don't know. Like, do you know what I mean?
Right.
It looks like an island. To be fair, it looks like it's hanging off.
Hanging off.
I bet you does. It doesn't look like there's that
many
inhabitants.
I don't think that's part of the main part of New Zealand.
Oh. So imagine
South New Zealand.
Yeah, so it's right on the coast.
Come
lovely.
On, there's got to be someone who listens to the Brownlow. New Zealand.
It's near.
They've got electricity.
It's near Dunedin.
Huh?
Dunedin. D-U-N-E-D-I-N.
Dunedin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and oh, it's near a place called, no word of a lie.
Go on.
Waitati. Seriously, it's right near Waitati. Waitati. You can't make it up. So, Waitati.
If you know anyone in Waitati, holler at us.
Please, just email us. Just even I mean, we don't even have to do the sandwich. We just want to know who lives in Waitati.
Hello at thebrownload.com. We're out of here. Look, these guys have lost it. Here we go.
Laters.
Catch you next week. Bye.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.